I'm glad that you're joining me today. I want to share with you maybe the most important issue that I've ever shared with you, because it's all about God. In Genesis 1:1, is an interesting verse. It says, "In the beginning, God." God started it all. And God created man. And in Genesis 2:3, it says, "God spoke to man in the Garden of Eden." And that sets the stage for the rest of Scripture. God desires to speak to me. God created mankind that we could have a continuous conversation with God and for us to hear His voice. God wants us to know Him and to walk with Him in intimacy. Knowing God means to enter into an intimate relationship with Him. It means identifying with God through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to deal with the sin issues that has separated me from God in my life for 19 years. It means not only to identify with God, but God wants me to learn His views on the issues of life and to know them as God does. More than any other prophet in the Old Testament, Hosea emphasizes the importance of knowing God. And I want to read from Hosea. Now, this is in a newer translation, but it says it beautifully. Hosea 3, "Let us learn about God. Let us know God. He will come to us as sure as the morning comes. He will come to us like the autumn rains and the spring rains that water the ground." Do you want to know God? Say, "God, I want to know You. I want to know You more than anything." He will come. And then God says in verse 6, "I want Your loyalty, not Your sacrifices." So often on many of the religious TV programs, so much emphasis is put on sending money, give, give. And one time, I asked my father if he wanted to receive Jesus as his Savior. And we were at a church. I finally got him to go to church with me because I was going to be sent to Korea in the army. And I said, "Dad, I could die there. Would you please come to church?" It was a wonderful church, a very Bible-centered, gospel-preaching church. And the pastor gave an invitation, and my mother was sitting next to my dad, and I was on the other side. And Mom says, "Why don't we go forward and receive Christ? We need this." And my dad said something that put a knife in my heart. He says, "No, all they want is your money anyway." That's why you will never receive in our prayer letters or from us ever receive an emphasis or asking you to give to our ministry. We are trusting God to give to our ministry. And I don't want people to use anything that we've ever said or written to give them the impression that all we want is your money anyway. No, I agree with God. And then he says, "I want you to know me and not to give me burnt offerings or sacrifices." There it is. God created you to have an intimate relationship with Him. God desires to speak to your heart and your heart's needs. He can speak through Scripture, He can speak through circumstances, and He can lay truths on your heart. Maybe you've been convicted. Well, that's the work of God's Spirit. Maybe you have a wonderful prayer life and you're saying, that's so important when I have my time to be able to share my heart with God and allow God to share His heart with me. Remember, God wants you as a believer. He wants your loyalty and He wants you to know Him. And that's one of the greatest messages that's on the whole series we'll ever do. Is that God loves you. God created you, and He created you with a very specific purpose in mind, that you may know Him and walk with Him and have an intimate relationship with Him. God bless you for watching, and if you're not sure if you're a true believer or not, In this series, in the very beginning, I shared how I came to find God in a personal way. And it's laid out very clearly the steps. And it's not the steps, but the logical of things that I have to know. I have to know that I'm lost, I'm a sinner, and I'm alienated from God because of the wrong choices I've made. And that Jesus Christ died, and His blood, when we trust Him as Savior, His sacrifice cleanses us from all sin. And just a simple crying out to God, Lord, save me. I want to be Your child, and Lord, I want to walk with You, and I want to learn about You. God will come as surely to you as the rain comes. Bless you.